You're listening to the Matt and Pat Show.
I'm Pat. He's Matt. And together, we're the Matt and Pat Show.
Welcome to the Matt and Pat Show.
I love that song.
That's Pat's happy...
When I drive, I start humming that song.
That's your happy post-4th of July.
Did you know I read this. You probably didn't know this. I didn't know this until I read it.
Okay.
That
our
founding president...
I believe you.
George Washington, in celebration for the 4th of July...
Yes.
...gave out... like double rations of rum
celebrate. Excellent.
That's my type of presidente.
There you go. Hey.
More rum.
Happy 4th of July. Even though it was yesterday.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy post 4th of July. Hope it was wonderful for everyone and hope you didn't...
How did you celebrate?
Well, like I do every year.
That's right.
We go over to the in-laws.
The barbecue.
And we do barbecue over there. So have some family fun and enjoy it. So... there you go.
It's very family-oriented.
And what did you do, Pat?
I went over and hung out at Rich's 4th of July barbecue.
Oh, Mazer.
And I drank a bunch of rum.
Yo-ho, yo-ho.
A 4th of July for me.
There you go. There you go.
Really interesting. There is a video that I saw of this one guy. It was on YouTube. What was it? Mark Dice? MarkDice.com, I think, was the webpage.
Okay.
His page. But on YouTube, he went down to, like, the Santa Monica Pier.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Santa Monica Pier. And he was interviewing just people walking by what they knew about the 4th of July.
We should do that.
And it was so funny. Well, it was really sad, actually.
But that's what it is.
He would lead in. He'd say, so what do you think about this 4th of July celebration where it's all about our independence from Mexico?
Oh, no.
And people go, that's cool.
Oh, no.
Or here's the best one. He's like, now what date do you think the 4th of July took place? Because it really happened in 1776.
Six, right.
But he would.
Oh, what
he
day?
He would lead it. He would say the date.
Oh,
and,
no.
And
he would say the year.
He would say everything.
I don't know what the 4th.
He would give all the information.
Which day the 4th of July is
and
on.
And the person would not even clue in.
Wow.
Oh, it was really funny for about the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, and then you realize everyone's like that.
And then you realize everyone is just...
yes.
You're like, this is our American society?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is, you know, it's July 4th, 1776, and it's our Independence Day, as we call it.
Not from Canada.
Not from Canada, and not from Mexico, but from the tyranny...
not even from China.
Tyranny of the...
the British Empire.
Empire, yes.
But it was just... It was really telling.
Because
the only person who actually got it correct... was a tourist from Germany.
Really?
Everybody.
Wow.
Everybody got it wrong.
Wow. Wow, that's
interesting. We're in trouble.
Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of...
I need to drink more rum now.
Despite people, you know, even not knowing what July 4th means, it's our independence celebration, the victory from taking the country over from the British, basically. But a lot of people don't realize all the stuff that happened before that, how the British colonies came over, colonized stuff. And you talk about, like, throwing the tea in the ocean, you know, and, you know.
As long as it wasn't green tea.
Yeah.
I like my green tea.
You know, and the American Revolution.
The Boston Tea Party.
You know, there's so much stuff that happened that really formed this country before we even get to the point of the Civil War. Because everyone knows about the Civil War, right?
I don't know.
But
you know what? I really don't know.
But I'm saying is because that's...
how many people actually know about the history...
well, I'm just saying.
...of our country.
Well, I'm saying, you know, you say Civil War, people know, because it's so... That's the only war that's really American, right? You know, it's the Union versus the Confederates. And so, you know, that's been what's the word I'm looking for? It's so saturated in American culture, the Civil War, the big war, you know, the thing like this. But then you go back and you look at, like I said, July 4th, and it's like, well, why are we firing off fireworks? Well, because let's sing the national anthem, right? The rockets, red glare, the bombs bursting in air. Okay, that's all about the war, right? I mean,
and they don't catch on.
It's a whole sort of same thing.
Okay, here's next year what we should do is go down to Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah.
And just ask people.
Oh, yeah.
What do you know about the War of Independence?
What do you know about this?
Yeah. What do you know about the War of Independence?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. There's so much. Why did we have to be independent? I can see
well,
it.
Well, I'll tell you this.
I can see it.
I'll tell you
now.
This. There was a report I read a while back, and it worked out the taxation that we paid under King George compared to the taxation that we pay now.
Uh-huh.
We pay more in taxes
now?
Currently.
Well,
than what we did under King George.
Yeah, and they just raised our gas tax 5 cents. Because since cars are so much more fuel efficient now, people are not buying as much gas. And because they're not buying as much gas, then therefore...
I have plenty of gas.
They're not making any money.
I have plenty of gas.
So it's kind of twofold. It's like, okay, now we got to pay more money because a certain amount of people are not buying as much gas because they're buying more fuel efficient cars. But then who wanted us to have more fuel efficient cars in the first place, right? You know, the people that are taxing
this
us the money.
This is why I want to move to Kernlandia or Kernlandia. Patlandia or some other landia.
Some landia.
You know, because it's ridiculous.
Moonlandia.
Oh.
Somewhere.
Marslandia.
Marslandia, something.
Venus. Well, Venuslandia. Ooh. Venus.
Oh, boy. Time for your dull.
It is. I'm trying something different this week.
Okay.
You've already noticed because it's not here before me.
Yes,
it's
at the moment.
It's not in my gullet. My gullet?
Your gullet? Well, yes.
My gullet?
Yeah, your
my tummy?
Your gullet.
My gullet.
No, not gullet.
My golem.
My golem? My golem?
My golem it. My golem.
Your goal? It. Gullet.
My goal.
Meaning your goal. Your goal is to have it.
Yes. My goal is to have some dole. No, I want to make it chilled today.
Yeah, so chill it out.
In the freezer.
Well, we had this heat wave.
It's so hot.
This past week and a half
yesterday
or so.
Yesterday was bad.
I mean,
what day? Monday was bad.
Well, it was freaking Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You know, it's finally kind of, I mean, listeners can probably hear, we've still got the air running there. But man, it's just, you know, this
too hot. This
high pressure.
Too hot to handle.
Did you know, okay.
Like me when I take off my shirt.
If you tell people, hey, what is Death Valley? Okay, well, that's a place that gets really hot, right?
I've been there.
Okay.
I have been to Death Valley.
You know, there's a city in Death Valley that's called Furnace Creek.
I stayed at Furnace Creek. I stayed up there at the hotel.
Holy smokes.
In fact, we went there.
It was 127.
Yeah, for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We had Thanksgiving at Furnace Creek.
That I can't believe that.
It was a cool Thanksgiving.
Who in the hell
not literally cool.
wants to live in a place called Furnace Creek? I'm sorry. I'm not saying anything. I'm saying
it was a beautiful little place.
I'm sure it's beautiful.
But not right now. With
well, that's the thing. That's
Celsius
the thing. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I would melt in an instant.
Like ice cream.
I mean, I know there's some people that like heat, or at least can withstand it, you know, better than others. I'm not great with heat, but...
No, I'd much rather have the cool.
But the hottest I've been was 115 in Vegas, and that was before... I think that was before...
Did you go and gamble?
No. Wife and in-laws and stuff were going to Vegas, and I kind of surprised them. They drove out. They were going to go out for the weekend. Usually once or twice a year, do that sort of thing. Drive out for the weekend and just do a Friday, Saturday, and come back Sunday thing. A couple days. And my wife, then probably not even fiancé. No, I guess she was. She would have been fiancé at that point. Yeah. Said, oh, we're going. She's driving out, you know, mom and dad and sister.
It was a hangover.
Sister.
The hangover.
Out to Vegas for the weekend. And I decided... You know, okay, see you later, have a nice weekend, blah, blah, blah. But the surprise was I decided, literally, like, maybe 6 hours after
the... I'm going to go.
So I got in my car and I drove to Vegas, right?
I would have gone.
And I literally,
that
got there...
That would have been really fun.
I got maybe, say, 20, 20-30 miles out of Vegas and said, oh, well, I guess I need a hotel to stay in. So I started calling around, like, while I'm driving on the road. This is, you know, back in, like, 2001 or something. I started calling around and got a hotel. And I think I ended up staying at the, what's the, Excalibur. That's where I stayed, Excalibur. Oh,
so, I didn't like Excalibur.
So what?
It's pretty cheesy.
So to my point, I was in the casino and I was doing a little bit of gambling, and then I had called her and said, "Hey, did you make it to Vegas? Okay, you know, I'm all." She doesn't know I'm there, right? Oh yeah, you know, it's fun. We're in MGM. We're gonna have some dinner soon. Oh, okay. So, you know, probably within an hour. So I'm like, okay, I'll get dressed up, and I'll go over to MGM. You know, literally, it's across the street.
That is romantic.
It's across the street.
I didn't know.
No, and I'll surprise her, you know, and I'll, oh, hey, I'm here. So, you know, I got out my – I had had a nice black long-sleeve shirt pressed and everything and put that on, and I've got – I had some jeans, but I had my black jeans on.
We're not celebrating the 4th of July. We're celebrating Valentine's Day.
No, but my point is so I got all this on. I'm looking really nice, proper, ready to go.
And you go out in the press. Heat.
The door's open and
yep.
The hot, like the oven furnace.
Yep.
115 degrees.
That's the way it is.
I backed up a foot. The door's closed. I turned around, went right up to my room. I put on a t-shirt and a pair of like shorts. And then I walked across the street in the hot, you know, oh my God, just burn your face off. Windy, hot weather. You know, and oh, I'm here, and just, you know, I was dressed nice, and of course I'm cooked out there, so, you know. So it was a good, fun weekend, but that was the worst. That was going from totally air-conditioned, you know. I mean, I've done that before, air-conditioned, but usually it's humid. Yeah, like I've walked between air-conditioning and humidity. And that's a different...
Like Florida or Hawaii.
Yeah, that's a different feeling. Or even here, tropical. Where it's like the last week it was humid in the air. But not that dry, scorching sand.
That smacks you weather. Around.
Oh, my God.
Silly.
Just hits you in the face, and it's like, oh, my face just
like
shriveled up.
With
you
a
know?
Trout. Remember oh. that? Remember that? We used to would type in the chat, like, slap you with the trout.
That in Palace?
In Palace, yeah.
In Palace. I don't remember the trout one.
Oh, yeah. You type in, I slap you with a trout.
I've still got my old Palace pictures and stuff.
It's still around, isn't it?
Yeah, you can still get this. I don't think it runs. It doesn't run on Mac anymore. Still runs on Windows.
You know what I'm having issues
with? But it probably won't run on Windows 7, though.
Vent. I'm having big issues with Vent.
Really? Yes. What's going on with that?
It sounds like I'm Mr. Roboto. After about 5 minutes.
That's your codec.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to change your codec. So.
I'm just going to use the WoW in-game chat.
Well, it depends. It's whose Vent server is it?
My buddy Grizz.
Yeah, well, Grizz has to change the information on the Vent server.
You know what? He hasn't played in like a year.
Well, that's a thing.
There you go.
Yep, it's a degrading Vent server. Why don't you just set one up for free? They have free Vent servers that can see like 5 people out there or something. You can have like a free 5 user Vent server.
Really?
Yeah,
I'll check it out.
I can run a Vent server here.
That would be kind of cool.
I can run one here. I'll set one up.
Call it the Matt and Pat. Vent.
Don't listen, Vent server. I'll just set one up here, and then you can test it out and try it out.
We'll get DDF on there.
Yeah.
You know what? He never gets in Vent.
He will never get...
DDF, I'm calling you out. If you're listening right now, I call you out.
I was playing WoW today, and he hopped on a bars.
For 5 minutes.
I said, what truth? And he's like, I like tig bitties. You know? And I said, yeah, of course you do. You have two of your own, right? And, he was on maybe 10 minutes, and boop, gone. So,
what can you do in 10 minutes?
I think he... it depends.
Check.
He might be...
Shock the auction house.
Yeah, he's
check
checking.
The shock, I need my dole. I can't speak properly.
Yes, you need dole. You can't talk. So, you know, he checks the auction house or whatever, and, you know, there you go.
I'm gonna get some dole.
I was...
I'm going to check it out, see if it's cold.
My wife was playing last night, and she just dinged 63 on her paladin. And for anyone who plays WoW, you have to understand my wife teaches for a whole year. She has 1 month off, which is basically summer vacation. She plays 1 month a year.
So that's what I don't understand. We used to have 3 months off as teachers.
No, she's got 1 month. Yeah, because the Archdiocese get the extended school year.
You know what? I throw my pen down at that. I'm going to get some dole. I'll be back.
Well, I guess that means we'll take a break, so we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
is right in the world, and I can speak properly.
You can,
because you can speak, because you have a chilled can or tin, however you want to call it, of my Dole pineapple chunks.
Pineapple chunks,
which
from
I love. I love my Dole.
You know what I like to do with those things is blend them up.
With the cans or the tins?
No, the Dole. Oh. Yeah. What I love to do with metal tins is.
I don't know.
No.
It could be something interesting.
No, take the Dole and make it into like kind of a slushy. You know, like a kind of a slurpy drink. It's really good. Blend it up.
And how do you do that? Just in the blender?
Yeah, just put that in with some ice.
Yeah.
You know, and just.
What about some ice cream with it?
No, that defeats the purpose of eating Dole. You want to stay healthy.
Well, if
ice cream is all sugar and everything.
You could get all natural, non-sugary ice cream. Oh, that's probably whatever.
That's too much work. Let's put some ice cubes and some Dole. It's good enough for me.
With fluoride water.
If I want to, LA
horrible fluoride water of horribleness.
If I wanted like ice creamy Dole, then I'll go to Disneyland and get the Dole Whip. So
we need to go.
Hey, we went last week. And we got the thing you couldn't go.
I couldn't get it.
We went
and I couldn't go.
Nothing major. All they did was what they had done was they had reprinted, because it was the 50th anniversary of Tiki Room. They reprinted the brochure that was given out when the attraction opened. So it's kind of cool to have a reproduction of it.
Right.
Kind of neat. But it wasn't some, like, you know, I mean, we were thinking it was like, oh, you know, one of these things where they give out a pin and they give out a thing. No, it's the menu. It's just, here's a piece of paper.
Yeah.
It's not a menu. It was just, here's what the Tiki Room is.
Oh.
It was kind of an introduction to what it was, because the Tiki Room was really the first kind of animatronic setup that Walt Disney had done. You got to remember that the Tiki Room opened before Pirates did, right?
It was their test bed, right?
To see if it could be done and how it worked and everything like that. And once they, you know, once Tiki Room was very successful and they were able to learn how to do the, you know, they did the original motion for the animatronics was done through these kind of cardboard discs. And what it was there was just there was a circle, you know, like just like a big old kind of looked like a record, right? And what they would do is, you know, the Imagineers would just cut sections out the end of the circle, and as that rubbed along, I think it was a wheel or something like that. That was the indication as far as how much movement in and out would go, and that movement in and out would control that one, like, piston, which would make that one little thing go do-do-do-do-do-do. So you'd have this stack of all these different discs, and each one was responsible for controlling one little aspect of, say, a bird. So you could have like 12, you could have like anywhere from 4 to 12 discs in this stack, and that would be one animatronic.
How brilliant is that, though?
You know? Well, that's
to conceptualize that and to get it to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, how much joy did that bring to the
quadrillion.
How does that song go?
The Tiki Room song?
Yeah.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room, all the birds sing words and the flowers croon in the tiki 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 room. Welcome to my tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be in the audience too. All together in the tiki. Come on, Pat. In the tiki tiki.
I'm eating my Dole.
Aw, man, you ruined it.
Dole.
You're eating your Dole.
Well, Dole sponsors it, so.
What?
Doesn't Dole sponsor the Tiki Tiki Room?
Yeah, oh, yes, that's right.
Right?
That's right.
So it's appropriate that I'm eating my Dole while
I sing the Tiki Room song.
Okay, I had enough Dole.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it down for now.
Yeah.
Because I have to speak. As opposed to speaking with my mouth full,
yeah, well,
which I am right now.
Okay.
All right, that's better.
Okay,
I feel much more refreshed.
Oh, my goodness.
After a long day of...
Yeah, so
you're
teaching again now for
I'm
a little
back
bit?
I'm back in the saddle.
Yeah.
Again.
Long hours.
Well, it was...
Well, for you.
Three hours for one class, three for another.
For you.
Well, for me, well, it is. Because it's like, hey, wait, I'm teaching? Okay, 3 hours? Okay, 3 hours? Okay, I'm tired.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
The students are good.
Well, it changes.
And I told one class about the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
So maybe they'll listen. Because I said, you can listen and you can hear our pronunciations completely wrong in terms of how to properly speak English.
That's right. That's right. So is there anyone else, anyone in the class we should give a shout out to on the show?
No.
Well, yeah.
No, not whatsoever.
Senor Patricio, we listened and you totally dogged us on the show, and now we're not going to listen forever.
That's right. No, I dog them all. No, I did teach them two words today.
Hey,
I taught them word and dude.
Dude.
Yeah,
okay.
Just for fun.
Okay.
Fun slang words.
All right.
Dude and word.
Well, here's what you can do. Here,
you go, dude.
Here, hey, you want to make an exciting lesson plan for them or something to teach in a class.
Okay.
Is for extra credit, there's a special word that you only say on the show.
Oh.
And they have to listen to the show.
That's very brilliant of you.
For the word.
Okay, so what's the special word?
It's your damn class.
Well, it's
why am I going to pick
you're
it?
You're co-host of the show. You can pick the word.
I came up with the idea.
Oh, all right. So I've got to think of the word?
You have to do the word.
Oh, my gosh. So much.
Yeah, so much work. Yeah. You got to pick a word.
All right. I have a word.
Okay. So wait. So this word is going to be for, let's see, today's the 5th, July 5th. So this will be for the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th.
Right?
This is 12th. No, this will be 12th.
Oh, yes. It will be the 12th.
Yeah. Because today's the 5th.
I don't teach math.
Yeah, exactly.
I do not teach math.
So you got to tell them next week.
Okay.
Next week you have to tell them, this is the word for extra credit, and you got to listen on the 12th.
I got to write this down because I'll probably forget. Here we go. I'm going to write it down.
Well, you can listen to your own show.
I do, actually.
But you don't listen, so how would you know what the word is? Now, just for our listeners, here is the word for
my estudiante.
This is nothing
my
related to
estudiante.
This is nothing related to our show, other than this is just for Pat's listeners.
The word for today's show is flashlight.
Flashlight. All right.
Flashlight. So,
¿dónde está mi luz? Where is my light? But I didn't. I don't know flashlight in Espanol.
I don't either.
¿Cómo se dice flashlight en español?
Flash.
No sé.
Light.
Lighte.
Lighte no flash.
Lighte no flash.
Hola.
Oh.
All right, I'm writing this down.
You know, it's...
So I don't forget my own word that I came up with.
That's a disturbing thought. Bad is teaching people English.
It is pretty ironic.
And this is coming from a guy who came up with
it.
Melon water.
Yes. That's the brilliance of it all.
Throat drops.
I'm well qualified.
What are those things you eat? Those throat drops?
I'm overly qualified.
What do you call those? The throat drops? Starts with a L.
Drape del throte.
No, not in Espanol. In English.
In English?
In English.
What's that?
What's English? Yeah. You're the English teacher.
Oh,
dude.
The language.
No, what's the word?
Of what? I don't know. The word of what?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
What are throat drops
Isn't
called?
It, I don't know.
What is throat drops called?
Oh.
Starts with an L.
I don't know. I'm thinking of Lonergan. He was a philosopher.
Lonergan.
There's a philosopher named Lonergan. Lonergan? Is
that
right?
That's the word we
Something
both
like
can't
that.
Say.
Lonergan. Lonergan. I don't know. But he was brilliant. I'm going to have another dull.
Oh, you need more dull to speak right. Oh, my God, man. That's funny, dude. Wow.
Are you ready for the ducks today?
Are
you ready for ducks?
Today I'll be ready for the duck stuff at
right,
the end of the show.
I'll give you some ducks.
No,
I'll give you some ducks now.
No.
Come on, just a little quacky.
No, that's at the end of the
a
show.
A little quacky.
Are you saying we have nothing else to talk about?
No,
giving ducks?
No, I was really...
Okay.
I just saw the duck and
you,
I was like...
If you give ducks now, then what are we going to do at the end of the show?
I have health tips.
I don't want health. That's what the health tips are from a duck.
No, these are life tips. It's different.
It's different. It's
quantitatively different.
I got a health tip for you. Eat dull pineapple.
I have been. It's high in vitamin C.
Well, there you
C.
go. Then we don't need them at the end of the show now.
What, health tips? Or ducks?
I don't know, dude. I think this is where the show's going. Hey, I'm getting
ducks.
I'm getting my new 501st Legion charity armor.
You're getting a new duck.
I'm getting new ducks. Got my new armor coming. My new ATA armor. Which it was funny because Dave was like, I don't know what all that means, but it sounds cool.
Well, what does it mean?
Well, okay, there's different in the realms of the 501st Legion, the charity Star Wars group I'm a member of. There's obviously many, many, many different costumes that we can all dress up as for our charity events and all the things we do during the year. And for those of you listening and who don't know what the 501st Legion are, you know, Legion-wide, indirectly, we were 2 years ago, we were responsible for $14 million worth of money
generated for charity. I still need to get my hat and my boots.
You need to get your stuff. And last year, I think it was pretty close to that. So we do a lot of good work for charity, and then we have fun with it. But the most common of all the costumes that are made, that are represented...
This is interesting trivia.
Is obviously the Stormtrooper. That's the number one. The as we call them, the CWTK, the clean white TK, or the shinies, as we also call them. So the shiny white plastic, the Stormtrooper armor. That's the, pretty much the, you know, everyone's always at some point got to be a Stormtrooper. And my first one, of course, was a Stormtrooper as well. And I had bought there's a few different guys out there that pull armor, the first armor I got, the AM armor, I bought it because when I was reading information about the different types of armor, it was designed for like bigger troopers, and I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm 6'4", so I'm a big guy, so that's what I need. And it turns out that the AM armor wasn't necessarily built for being tall; it was more being girthy.
So it's like, my size,
your size,
yeah,
your size. I had to do a lot of cutting down on the stuff, and I still didn't cut it down enough. So there's always been issues with the AM. It wasn't quite right, and because of how it was made, I was getting a lot of what we call armor bites, where the plastic pinches you.
Oh.
And I was getting certain areas where I had to cut it off to relieve the armor bites, but it made the costume look kind of dumb in certain areas. So I was never real happy with it. Plus, it's a kind of a next generation, what we call the FX armor. The FX was the original kind of first armor that was made, not very accurate in its proportions and details, and the AM kind of brought that a little bit bigger. So I always had this kind of big bobblehead thing going on, and I decided finally one day I was going to get an ATA bucket. That's the helmet, what we call it. And I got the ATA bucket and love it. So happy. So last November, I went on the waiting list for a kit.
Oh, wow.
And the guy said, you know, probably be about 6 months waiting list. Turned out to be about 8. But that's what happens, you know. There's so many people wanting it. You're on a, you know, waiting list forever. And I've known people that are been on a waiting list for stuff for 2 years, you know. That's not even getting to the point of – that's just waiting 2 years before you can get to the point where they can make one for you. So –
how long does it take them to actually make the armor?
Well, it depends. Depends what it is. You know, if, you know, the way this kind of process works is, you know, someone will sculpt a mold and you've got the mold. And once you've got the mold made, then, you've got your, you know, your equipment that essentially heats up the plastic and then vacuum forms it around the mold. And then it determines whether or not they cut out around it for you or not. Some armors don't cut around stuff or trim it, as we call it, to a certain extent. So it really, really depends. And it also, like I said, it depends on how many people are in line for it, you know. We've got probably roughly 6,000 something odd, you know, members within the 501st Legion. So, you know, there's a lot of people there waiting in line.
That is.
So mine's finally coming, and, you know, my AM armor I put together in a month. I was night and day. I was working on that thing. Took about a month to do it, and that's quick. That is quick. So I kind of half-assed it here and there, didn't do certain things the way I wanted to do it. So now, being almost 2 years in the Legion and knowing all the tricks and this and do this and do this like that, I'm going to take my time with this one. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to do everything right. And my goal is to take it within the detachment, within our MEPD detachment, which is the Mos Eisley Police Department. There's different certification levels. So there's basic approval, which is Legion approval. And then the detachment, it's nothing official within a Legion. I mean, once you're approved, you can go troop and do all you want. But if you want to take it to a higher level of accuracy, then within the MEPD, there's a second level called MEPD deployed. And that's what my current armor is. And then the third level is SWAT. And so I'm going to take it. I'm going with SWAT in mind. And that means that, you know, even the weathering on the armor will match what's in the movie.
Interesting.
So there's probably – there's like 15 different sand troopers in A New Hope that are – you know, we have information about. Their backpack is like this. They only use this gun. They only use this type of pauldron, this color pauldron. their weathering is like this. They may or may not have this or that. The brow is like this instead of straight, because in that scene, if you go for that trooper in the scene, like, you know, the production guys didn't get the brow right or some, you know, just minute little details like that. You know, do you have gaffer's tape on your thing because, you know, whatever. So I haven't decided which one I'm going for yet. But, you know, it'll probably take a couple weeks or so for the armor to get here. And then I've got to sit down and decide really which one I'm going to go for.
Because then that's it.
Because once you pick, if you're going to go,
you're set
in that motion for it. So I really got to decide that first. And the most common one is the move-along trooper. And that's the guy when Obi-Wan and Luke and the droids pull up in the, you know, in the land speeder. You know, and he says, you know,
move along.
That's the most common one. Everyone seems to do that one. So,
are you going to go with one that's not so common?
I don't know. Because the thing is I'm kind of mixed on it. You know, having trooped in a sand trooper, I can tell you that after 2 hours of wearing that backpack that's hanging on the wall over there, you know, my shoulders really start to hurt really bad. And I start to get, you know, my arms are starting to hurt. But I love having the big T-21 cannon. Right? And the T-21 cannon is not used by the move-along trooper. He carries an E-11 blaster. You know, just a, you know, the typical stormtrooper blaster. So I'm kind of mixed. You know, I mean, truth be told, I could do the move-along trooper and still go out there and troop with a T-21, and no one out there is going to know.
I wouldn't know.
No one's going to know, right? So I could just go ahead and do that, and, you know, because that's the, like I said, there's so many write-ups about that one. You know, there's other people that have done other ones where it's like, wow, I didn't even realize that, right? You know, and, you know, there's, you know, one shot of the guy, so some of the information is not all there, and people are making up as they go. And so we'll see. I, like I said, I'm in no rush, no rush to do it. I've got at least one advantage time-wise in that I've already got the helmet made, right? That's an ATA helmet. That's what I replaced my AM lid with. So I've got that made. So, you know, I don't have to build another helmet. I'm going to get another one as a spare just so I have it.
Just in case.
You know, if that one breaks, I've got another one. But kit-wise, you know, I just got to decide who I'm going
to
do first.
How often do stormtroopers have to go in and get new gear?
Well, here's the thing. The biggest thing about trooping in stormtrooper armor is you could have breaks, you could have cracks, right? You could accidentally drop a piece and it could crack or break. And then you got to sand it and fill it in with a filler or a Bondo or something and go back and sand it and repaint it and this or that. The biggest common problem is that it's ABS plastic, and just like your lawn chairs, it fades and it yellows in the sun and all that other kind of stuff. So for...
You know, I sat on a plastic lawn chair.
And it cracked?
It broke.
Yeah, because it's sitting outside.
It broke while I sat in it.
Sure, because, like I said, that kind of stuff, you know, it's taking weight. And
took the weight, all right.
Took the weight, and the sun deteriorates the plastic,
you
right?
You know, I saw Superman, and the sun empowers him.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Well, the ABS plastic is not Superman. It's kryptonite. You know, you got people like our friend Mark Edwards. Speaking of that, Course of the Force, still on. Go to tk7328.com and pledge your donation.
I noticed his link was bad the other day.
Yes, and actually It wasn't bad.
No?
No. Wasn't bad. I checked it last night. It wasn't bad.
Well, that's probably because he fixed it after I told him.
No, it wasn't bad. I got an email because I get an email from the plugin, right? And the plugin said the email said the link is broken. I sent him a text message and said, "Hey, did you change the link?" And he said, "Yes." I went back in and tried the link and it worked. So I'm not exactly sure what happened, but
do you remember what day it was that you?
I don't remember.
Mine was over the weekend when I just happened to check it.
Yeah, I don't know. But I checked it,
and
it worked. And I checked it again last night,
maybe,
and it worked
Sunday.
Again, too.
It might have been last Sunday.
Maybe change it back. I don't know.
It could have been.
But anyways, so Course of the Force, that's coming up. And for people that don't know what this Course of the Force thing is, basically there is a lightsaber that is run from Northern California down to San Diego Comic-Con, which is the big con, the mother of all cons.
And we're not going to that.
We're not going to that one this year. It's too massive and too big and everything. And we'll get our press badges for next year.
We will go to that cool... more.
Yeah. But yeah. But anyways, let me get back to. Stop interrupting me. You keep changing the subject here. So anyways, Course of the Force, running the lightsaber. It's a relay race sponsored by individuals like you, who sponsor individual people to relay this lightsaber from San Francisco, like Industrial Light and Magic, down to San Diego Comic Con. So it starts out the big con on a big bang. All the money goes to Make a Wish Foundation. And our friend Mark Edwards, who ran in it last year, is running again this year.
And so he literally ran.
Yeah, he does run in the armor. So he needs your sponsorship so we can get this donation for Make-A-Wish Foundation. So if you go to tk7328.com, there's a link up in the top right of his page. Says Course of the Force. Click on that. And he's a part of that.
There's a link on our webpage, too.
And people can also go to – you can just Google Course of the Force. And I think if I remember correctly, it's courseofthefores.starwars.com. It is an official licensed Lucasfilm Limited, now Disney, event. So it's not something that's made up by some, you know, oddball company out there that's just trying to, you know, get in on the whole
take your money
thing.
And run.
It is a legitimate, you know.
Get it? I said that joke.
Take it and run. Yes. Good job. It is a legitimate thing. And so get out there and you know, donate to Course of the Force. But the thing is like with Mark's armor, Mark's a stormtrooper, you know, he's been doing a lot of work on his armor lately, bleaching it and using peroxide and stuff like this to try and get some of that yellow staining out of it. Yeah.
Interesting.
And so going back to the question you asked, you know, one of the biggest thing is the discoloration of parts. And so when you're standing out there and you've got half of your armor, one piece here is yellow and this is a dark yellow and this is white and everything, you're no longer a white, shiny stormtrooper. And you look really goofy and no one wants to walk around in that. So, you know, probably a good, probably, I'd say, if people troop a lot in their armor, they're probably going to replace it every 2 to 3 years. You know, if they keep it locked tight in the, you know, closet where there's no sun to it or anything, and you bring it out, like, that, I think that's what Mark wants to do, bring it out just on special events, indoors, something like this, or that one event outside, you know, for a stormtrooper, you know, that's a much wiser decision, unless you got a couple kits. So, you know, that's one reason I liked going to the sand trooper, because I don't have to worry about that, right?
It can be completely disfigured,
cracked, this and that. I can sand it down, this or that,
up,
and yeah,
it's all bueno.
Yeah, and it all looks good. So I mean, you know, to a certain extent, if it was really messed up, then you're like, okay, I got to replace a piece or this or that. But you know, that kind of stuff. Going back to saying it, hey, listen, the whole point of being a 501st Legion member is you have to look like you walked off a movie screen. So if your armor's messed up, then you're not out. You're not going to be trooping. Right, you're going to have to go on a waiting list for something and wait, and hopefully the guy's still pulling parts. And if he's not, then you got to go someone else and find some pieces there, or try and fix your pieces or whatever, so you can bring your gear up to speed. And that's really, really hard with a stormtrooper. It's really, really hard. So, you know, I used to bring my armor home, and I'd have to polish it and, you know, make sure it's clean. And I would get weird stuff on my armor. I don't know where it'd come on. I'd get black, like, residue marks and stuff on my armor, and I just don't know if it was...
Maybe the seagulls.
People's touching, you know, hands touching you. I mean, this is indoor stuff, you know, just people's, just their gunk on their hand, like, you know, and there's...
Gremlins.
You know, they're like, hey, how you doing? And, you know, they put their hands around you, and suddenly, you know, your armor's all messed up, right? You know, or you do special events where someone wants to modify your armor and, you know, you allow them to do
it's
it
like
or whatever.
When I wrangled for you that one time and the kid was trying to steal your
thermal detonator off the back, yeah.
What a little, not a nice kid.
Yeah. So I don't have that issue. I got the big backpack on the back now. There's no way they're taking that off, right? So there are a lot of, there are some advantages to the sand trooper. Obviously, like I said, don't have to worry about dirty, cracking, this or that. It's easier to deal with. But I'm carrying a backpack now, and that's kind of, it is heavy, and I've still got to come up with a better solution. I've done a couple things on shoulders and things like this to try and help, you know, spread the load out, you know, and I've put on bigger straps and stuff. But the last three times I've trooped in it, like after 2 hours, my right arm goes dead, you know, and even having like some, I've taken some padding and like some bubble wrap and some cardboard and wrapped it all up, you know, and stuck it underneath my suit there and under the, you know, pauldron, just to take that pressure off of my right arm. But I have a feeling that it's not so much the pressure on the arm. I have a feeling that maybe one of the straps is shorter than the other, or has to be elongated or shortened to disperse the weight of the backpack evenly among my shoulders. I have a feeling that there's more weight being dispersed on the right side of my, you know, of, you know, over here as opposed to here. And I think that's what's causing part of the issue. So, you know, you have to tighten up one side or, you know, make the other side longer or shorter or something to kind of, you know, boop, boop, you know, make
it
more level.
Do you ever get together with other, well, with Mark and you guys clean armor together?
Never done that with him.
That'd be kind of fun.
No.
Get together with, like, you know.
No, and I tell you, that, no, that would not be fun.
Why?
Because you have to haul that stuff over there.
It is.
And
bring
no,
over one little piece?
Yeah, no, it doesn't
and
work.
Just do,
no, you can't. No, you,
no.
You have to clean it all together.
I bring over one piece.
No, that would not work. That would not work at
take
all.
Take a year.
It would. No, I'm serious. Seriously, yeah, that's the thing. Is there's so many things that can change how the look that armor looks. If you're that dedicated to
how
wearing
much does this suit cost?
You can get away with a good kit between, say, probably $600-$700, and. You know, that's interesting because there's a lot of people out there that will go out and they'll buy a Ruby's outfit.
Like an eBay one?
Well, not even eBay, just even a Ruby's one. And a Ruby's, you know.
I don't know what a Ruby's one is. What's a Ruby's?
Well, Ruby's is a company that makes kind of licensed gear. And we don't accept those because they don't look great. They don't look good. And you end up spending
that's
almost.
That's probably just mass marketed
well,
or created
it,
or crafted.
It is, and it doesn't look good at all. And on top of that, like I said, we don't accept it. And on top of that, it's usually twice as much as what a pulled kit will look like. You know, like I said, it's mass marketed. It's not done by armor prop people, you know, who are the kind of people that did it for the, you know, original
the
movies.
The real professional.
Real professional stuff. And, you know, it's like I said, it's ABS plastic, you know. So it's not incredibly expensive. So there's a lot of markup on the mass-produced stuff out there. You know, there's a big markup on it. And you got, you know, we've had... You know, my friend Daryl, who is the former GML for our garrison, you know, he got a lot of people that would, hey, just bought a Ruby's. And, you know, it's like breaks his heart to say, I'm sorry, but we can't accept you with that. You know, there are some Ruby stuff that can be modified that will get you into basic approval. Like a lot of people will start out with a Ruby's, a Darth Vader Ruby's. And then they'll just mass, you know, modify it. Because, believe it or not, Darth Vader's stuff is not... Like I said, Stormtrooper's the number one. So everyone's doing Stormtroopers, right? Trying to find Vader parts, I mean, it's pieced together. There's no one armor out there that makes a whole all-in-one Vader. Because you've got multiple different parts for Vader. You've got helmets that can be plastic or fiberglass or all kinds of different materials. Same with the shoulder. The shoulder stuff is all a hard resin, you know, kind of fiberglass material stuff. Then you've got cloth parts, which is sewn and, you know, and handmade and, you know, that's sewing kind of stuff. And then you've got electronics, like the belt boxes, and you've got the chest box, and you've got the blinky pattern, which needs a circuit board.
Does that cost more than a
trooper
outfit?
Oh, you bet. Oh, Vader's can cost thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, to do a really good Vader. I mean, you could probably get up, I would say... I mean, I don't know. I'm just picking a number off the top of my head, but I'm saying you could probably spend $3,000 to $7,000 for a Vader.
These aren't the droids I'm looking for.
Well, and that's why we don't have a whole bunch of Vaders,
yes.
Man, because there's a lot involved in it. And like you take RCO's Vader, you know, this guy has his Vader looks amazing. It's amazing looking. But I've picked up his cape. And his cape is like, that's a freaking blanket, man. I mean, oh, big wool, psh, whack, you know? And you're like, oh, my God, man. They just like, you know.
Very heavy.
Oh, my God. I mean, talk about that thing pulling weight on my back. I couldn't handle the cape. There's no way. So, you know, I love the Sand Trooper. I've got other costumes for other occasions. Sometimes it's hot or you might want to just, oh, I don't want to lug the armor around, you know, and put on a cloth costume or this or that. But you know, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, and you know, get to hang out with some great people, and you know, dress up and have fun, and go out there and make a difference in the world, right?
Charity.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's cool. So, anyways, now I don't remember what the hell we're talking about.
While you're talking about that, I finished off my duel.
Your duel is all done.
So it worked out really well
here
that you were just were talking about. All things 501st and costumes.
With your Spanish. With your pants.
My Spanish? My Spanish panish? My Spanish panish.
I was thinking...
Which is also called spoon in English.
Well, I was thinking panda and spoon. because of the bamboo. It's a bamboo
spoon.
It is
a bamboo spoon.
So I was thinking panda and spoon and pandish something.
I like that.
I mix Spandish.
I'm down with that.
You know.
It's the Pandarian language.
Si hablas Spandish?
Say habla Pandarian.
Yeah.
I like the monks.
The Pandaren monks?
The Pandaren monks.
I think I'm going to buy my wife the panda expansion.
It's... I really do enjoy it. It's a good
expansion. Well, the thing is, like, you know...
I love the music.
Like I said, she got back into it, and obviously she wants to finish her character. You know, she's like, I just want to get back into things, you know, where I was at. And she actually picked it up within, like, an hour. I was like, oh, my God. And she's playing a paladin, you know? And so... But she was doing well, and I flew over, and I helped her out with some quests and, you know, kind of just, you know, brute force through a few areas.
Is she in Outlands?
Yeah. She's in the little zone by
Terrakar Forest. It's Terrakar Forest.
No. What's the
Hellfire?
Shattered Halls.
Oh, okay.
The big kind of
right.
The arena thing. It's all kind of orangey. There's a PvP towers there, and
I usually take them if I can.
Yeah. Well, here's what's funny. So I'm on Necromancer. I'm on the DK, and this morning, and I'm flying. I was helping her out last night for a couple hours. This or that, just helping her out. And then this morning when I logged in, I decided, oh, I'm going to go do some more pet battle leveling. So they're at, like, level 17. I can't remember. I was like, where did I go for 17?
Oh, not to interrupt you, but I'm going to interrupt you.
Okay.
I got my zoo trainer, whatever the title. I can't even say what the title is. Can't even remember it.
For pet battles?
But for the big one, taming, going through all, getting all the little pets.
Oh, all of them.
And they have the summer pet.
Oh, congratulations.
And I was able to get him. Thankfully, because Blizzard increased the spawn rate of the little guys.
Uh-huh.
So,
and now, and took forever. And speaking of pets, Wisp got the little, the Warlock, I can't remember him. My first character's Warlock, I can't remember him. One of the pets was the rock guy, the green-looking rock guy that comes down from
Hulk.
The, you know.
It's the Hulk.
You know, whatever the hell. I forgot. No, I don't know. Whatever.
Fel Reaver.
No, not Fel
Reaver. From Hellfire. That's Ninja Quiet.
That's not Fel, no.
Did you ever get killed by that Fel Reaver in Hellfire?
No.
I did.
No, in fact, I killed one today. And you know how fast I killed him?
No, this is like level equivalent.
I know. That's why. So let me finish my story. Anyways, so Wisp got that little pet, the little green guy. So congrats, Wisp, on that. And congrats to you on your title.
And we got to get a shirt for
so,
her.
So I decide, I'm going to go pet battle, do some leveling today. And it turns out level 17 is starting Outlands. And I'm like,
Yes. Oh,
that's so funny because I was there yesterday helping my wife. So I'm like, okay, well, so I'm flying around and I'm like, okay, well, first thing I'm going to do is go take over the three, like, little towers, you know, because they're all gray. I'm like, okay, so I fly over there, and there's, like, a level, like, 60 human Pandaren monk. And I'm like, all right, this is going to be easy.
Just wipe them out.
Dot, dead, right?
One shot.
And I was like, okay. So I took over the three towers, and, of course, Sisters of Loon still is the prominent Horde server. Because those towers have not changed. I was on
every so often. They changed. I flew over the other day. They were Alliance.
Yeah, they'll change. Probably people are doing it for the quest, right? You know, they'll take the three towers over. But all day, they pretty much remained Horde, which is good. You'd see one change or another, once or another. But there was no 80s or 90 Alliance flying around. They're all like, you know, 50s, 60s. Like, you know, like 63. Like, you know, just ding 60 and they're all doing, you know, Outlands quest now. So I flew over, and then I didn't realize that, you know, summer festival, fire festival is going on.
Yes.
So there was one flame over there, and it was right by the Alliance little area in the beginning Outlands area. So I'm like, okay, so I just killed all the toons. So dot, and they all, right? And so then I walk over, and I click on the flame, and of course, one of the Alliance guys attacks me, and he's like 60. I'm like, okay, well, you're an idiot. So I'm just standing there, I'm laughing at him, and then he realizes, oh, you know, it's a 90, right?
Yes.
So he runs back to the flight guy.
To be protected.
Because he's going to be protected by the, I'm like, no, you're not. So I was in Blood Spec, thank God. I was in Blood Spec, so I said, well, I'm going to survive this one. So I'm like, okay, so I put a Death and Decay down. I put on the Outbreak, and I do the Pestilence to everyone. I'm just doing so much damage, right?
Disease and disorder going on.
And I'm just doing my, you know, my strike, my whatever the red one is. I got DK.
Just press any button.
Press buttons. And
just press any
right?
button. It's okay.
You know, just my health.
That's what I like about
DK. My health keeps going up.
I don't care. It just presses.
And so killed the Windrider guy and killed the Lion's noob that that did me, and then
a little
nublet. And then I popped my flag down, you know, my thumbs down.
You know what? When I go, I haven't been to the Battlegrounds in a while.
Yeah,
I've taken a little break from Battlegrounds. Yeah. But whenever I go in there and I pop the flag, people ask, where did you get that?
Yeah,
that is so awesome.
Yeah. So I popped a flag down on him, and then I laughed, and then I came back, and he was some bones, and then. And then what was funny was I went over and I said, well, if it's Fire Festival, then we have
our own little fire.
We got our own fire over here, too. So I flew over to the little horde outpost there, and sure enough, there was one there. So I'm like, okay. So I just sat under the tent.
You just waited for Alliance to come by.
I just sat under the tent.
Oh, that's funny.
And you'd see a guy, a little 60,
that
fly
is so
down.
That's funny.
And the first thing I did.
Would you death grip him?
Yeah, death gripped him under
death
the tent.
Oh,
under
man.
The tent. And then I just popped an outbreak on him.
Some poor little, you know, grammar school kid who's all, yay, summer vacation.
Yeah.
And then he gets death and decayed.
Now, what was interesting was on that particular outpost, they. If they fly in on the one side, they won't flag up.
Because
they're just out of range. They can get it before they get flagged up. So there was a couple guys who were smart enough to do that.
I blame the devs
for
that.
Most people would fly down and, you know, they would just boom, death grip them in a tent and pow, right?
That is funny.
Pop my flag on them.
I like
that. Under the tent.
Okay.
It was fun.
You know what? We should do that.
That was fun.
Next time you want to play, I'll log on to my 90 DK.
Yeah.
And we'll just be popping flags.
Yeah. It was fun. It's fun to go back to, like, Outlands and just kick ass for every once in a while. And so, speaking of Fellreaver, so literally I walked around. I was like, you know, I'm sitting there, and I was doing pet battles. You know, and so doing a pet battle, and while I'm doing a pet battle, I hear the, you know, and I see the ground shaking. I said, oh, Fellreaver's coming, right? Because we all know what the freaking Fellreaver was. Boy, we avoided those guys like the plague back in the
day.
They
always caught up to me.
Oh, my God.
They would just waffle stomp me.
They would a couple times they'd one or two shot me. So I'm like, okay. I said, well, let's see how bad this is now. So literally, okay, I see Fellreaver, and I know I'm going to win because the first thing I do is I click on my C. I've got double his health. Right? He's a 60 elite or whatever. 60
payback
something
time.
Like. I've got double his health. So I said, well, I know I'm going to win this one, but just to make sure. That's good.
Did you pop your Army of the Dead?
I popped my Army of the Dead. I brought my other ghoul out. I popped all my buffs. Everything. I popped the horn. Right? I race in. I click on him. And I do a death grip. And the death grip doesn't suck him over.
Because he weighs so much.
He just starts walking towards you.
27 tons.
So he's walking towards me. I hit Outbreak and I hit Frost Fever.
And he died.
And he was dead.
Take that, Fellreaver.
I two-shotted him.
Take that.
I had all my stuff ready to go. Nothing else attacked. Literally, it was Outbreak and Frost Fever, and he was dead. And I said,
I will never forget the night I was playing. It was late night, and I was out doing quests and Hellfire. And I thought, you know, that Fellreaver is here somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
And I said, I know he's around here. Because I would never hear him. He'd just sneak up.
Yeah.
And I happened to turn my camera view behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And there he was coming up on me.
Yeah.
I literally, like, screamed like a little girl.
You're like, ah!
And I just started running as fast as I could.
Uh-huh.
And I was fortunate I made it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought...
Yeah, back in the day, man, I avoided those things like the plague.
And all the poop quests?
Oh, yes. Picking up the berries. Yeah, from the pigs or something like that.
Yeah, their boars or whatever they were.
Well, it's really funny because my wife got she started the quest chain last night where you have to do the skeddies or whatever the hell those things were. With those tree tower things.
Yes.
And you got to go up the ramp and run around and across the bridge.
They killed me a couple times.
Oh, man, I hated those. So, naturally, I'm 90. I'm flying. She's flying, too, right? Because they bumped all that stuff up, right? We weren't flying back in the day. We had to run up those ramps.
Back in our day.
Oh, we had to run up those ramps.
I remember when I first saw them out at...
And you remember doing the dailies for those? Those were like the first dailies where you kept having to run...
I certainly did them.
Oh, my God. Over and over. You kept going up those stupid ramps all the time. And you had to open up a cage for a guy and then escort him down.
And then you walked really slow, of course.
You walked really slow, and you had to escort him out. That was one of the dailies. Oh, man. That brought back a lot of memories going on. I said,
a lot of pain.
First, I was like, well, I'm going to let you suffer through it a little bit. And she's like, okay.
And then she's like, oh, come on.
She killed, like, the six guys in, like, no time at all.
Well,
like,
they probably weakened them a bit.
Well, of course they did.
Right?
Right? I'm like, oh, man. So I'm like, okay,
it's
well,
it's not the same.
It's not the same. So I'm like, okay, get on. So I just popped my little mount where I turn into the mount.
Right.
And
oh, is that the black one?
Yeah, it's a black one.
I need to get that one.
I got that one. And
I don't have that
so
one.
So she hop on me, and I'd go, I'll just kill,
she
kill, kill, kill,
on
kill.
You.
Yeah. Just kill everything real quick, and then just, oh, I'll just fly.
Forget the 4th of July. It's Valentine's Day.
Literally, she was doing two quest chains. She had one quest chain out there by the halls, the dungeon, and then she had another one inside of Shattrath. And so we do the one quest of one, and with the other quest, she'd get this quest and this quest. We'd go do them real quick, and then I'd literally, because I'm flying so fast at 90, right?
Yes.
I'd literally drop you off, get the next one, go fly back to Shattrath within 20 seconds, go get the next one over there, and then go do the next two. And we're doing two quest chains at the same time, literally, instead of just blowing one out and then going doing the other. And so she's doing all those, and you got to go down to the tombs and, you know, kill all the guys underneath the tombs, the underground. There's like three different underground tombs
yes,
over there.
Correct.
You know, areas you got. So she's doing that kind of stuff now.
I remember the first time I went through the dark portal, and I literally put my camera at the sky.
Yeah, because it moved.
And I just,
you're like, wow.
I just tripped out.
Yeah.
Kremit style.
Uh-huh.
On the sky music, and people, they're sending me texts. Kern, what are you doing?
Right.
Nothing. Looking at the sky.
Uh-huh.
Being one with the universe.
Yeah.
Type
yeah.
of a thing.
Because you were in a different part of the
it
universe.
Was so cool.
And it was crazy green looking, and it moved, and it was, yeah. Yeah, it was a different experience.
It was
and
well done.
And you came through that portal, and there was that massive kind of little quasi-army battle thing
oh,
going
the
on
big
the steps.
Demon?
And there's a big demon guy there.
I tried to solo him back in the day, and he
yeah.
waffle stomped me as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was like, okay, he killed me.
Yep, yep, yeah. Well, it's been a long time on that game, huh?
8 years.
Long time.
I could have a kid who's yeah. 8.
Well, let's take a break, and we'll come back with your little duck lessons.
Okay.
Quack, quack, we're back.
When we come back in a week,
yeah,
I'll share my Man of Steel review.
Okay. I haven't seen it. I don't think I want to see it.
I really liked it. So next week I'll do my Man of Steel
okay.
review.
All right.
Okay, but in times of
quack,
these
quack.
Days of duckiness.
Yes. Give us 5 from a duck.
I will give you 5 good advice.
High five.
From duckies.
Okay.
I like duckies. Okay, here you are.
Go for it.
If you ride motorcycles... Can you imagine a duck on a motorcycle?
Okay.
If you ride motorcycles, try to avoid the tar squigglies on the road.
What the heck is a tar squiggly?
Well, you know how they when they pave and you get the little squigglies.
Oh,
in
oh
the
yeah,
road,
well, yeah, I could
the
do
little
it.
Grooves.
Oh yeah.
So you're on your motorcycle ducking?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure most motorcyclists will know about that one. Okay.
I would have never thought of
no
squigglies.
How you fall on your butt, huh? Okay. Next
right,
one.
Let me get to the next duck.
Next duck. Are you ducks in a row?
All right, here we go. Next duck.
Next duck.
If you... is what it says. I'm just reading what it says.
Okay.
If you look through Obama's Facebook photo comments, you're going to have a bad time. I don't even know what that means.
I have no idea where
but
that's going.
That's what it says.
Okay. The duck's been in the soup. I don't know.
That was a good Marx Brothers movie.
Which one?
The Duck Soup.
Oh, Duck Soup.
Yeah.
Did
you ever see it?
No.
Oh no, we gotta watch it.
Okay.
It's gotta be on Netflix. It has to be on like Netflix or something.
Duck Soup. Okay.
And I want to watch Dread.
The new one.
The new one.
Yes, the new
with,
one.
With the guy who's Bones.
Yes.
We have to watch that too.
Yes, Dread is very good.
Have you seen Dread?
No, but everyone has ever seen it has told me it's
okay.
really good. So
let's watch Dread.
Let's watch Dread.
And we'll watch Duck Soup with the Marx Brothers.
Okay.
And here's the next duck.
Next duck.
You will never find the perfect friend that never makes mistakes. So try hard to forgive your friends if they screw up every now and then.
I tried that for 10 years with one particular person. Didn't work.
You forgive me when I mess up.
Yes, but you learn from your mistakes.
Sometimes.
No,
not always.
You do. You do.
Sometimes I make them
You
again.
Don't throw away your TCP/IP control panel.
No, now I go and I have a backup of it.
And you fix it.
And then I fix it.
You learn from your mistakes, unlike the said person.
Well.
Who someone in the Brigands is going to ask you about.
Maybe. I'm duckish. I'm very duckish.
All right, next one. Last
clean
one?
Your, to clean your glass. No, it's not the last. We're going to give another one after this. This one's kind of...
Okay.
It's not so ducky, but I'll read it anyway.
Okay.
To clean your glass.
And how's motorcycles ducky?
Because that's kind of... Because ducks are cool and motorcycles are cool, and they both go vroom.
Okay. Okay, back to the number whatever.
To clean your glasses, wash your hands with soap. Then put soap on your fingers and scrub your glasses gently. Then okay. rinse.
As long as the soap is not...
You know, you don't wear glasses. No. I wear glasses. I'm not going to do this, duck. It's not how I'm going to clean my glasses.
No.
I never clean my glass. I am not going to put soap on my hands.
No.
And then squiggly on
no.
my glasses.
No, you're going to use the proper...
I'm going to use my shirt.
The proper cloth.
Proper cloth on my shirt.
Isopropyl alcohol spray.
I never do that. I just use my shirt.
There you go.
Or, some water and whatever.
Well, then put soap.
All right, this is the last one.
Last one. There we go.
And we're not doing health tips?
No.
We'll do health tips next week.
We're out of time. Health tips next week.
Poor health tips. Okay. We haven't done health
tips. We got health tips. Eat Dole pineapple.
Well, that's a...
That's a health tip. That's the best health tip.
That's a give me.
That's a health tip. That's a Beth one ever. Beth one?
Now, I need duck speaks.
I need to eat my Dole so I can talk.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, last one.
Last one. If someone is reading, they do not want to be talked to.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I like that.
That's exactly right.
But if I was reading, you can talk to me.
I got another one to add on to.
Okay.
If someone is busy doing something, they don't want to be talked to either.
That's true.
If you're really ingrained and you're focusing on doing something, someone coming up and talking to you is very distracting.
Unless they're beautiful, cute, exotic, then they could talk to me.
Okay.
Or if they're a duck.
All right. Well, what's your closing advice for the show that's not a duck?
How about my closing statement?
The one you didn't finish last week about going upstairs.
When you're going downstairs, it means you're not going up. Sometimes you need to go down to go up.
That's actually a good one.
Someone's already said that, but I'll just, you know.
That's your version of you got to hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
before you can pick yourself up.
You got to, you know, give a big waffle flop.
Or the... There you
belly
go.
Belly flop on the, you know, in the pool.
That's a good one. I like that
and
one.
And then you hear that noise where it's like...
Yes.
And everyone's like, whoa, what was that?
That's a good one, Pat. I like that.
You like that?
That's a good one.
It's true.
Good way to close the show out.
Yeah, rock bottom.
Rock bottom. Like this show.
All right, we got to watch Dread.
Watch Dread.
We got to watch Duck Soup.
Go watch Duck Soup.
And just have a super... A wonderful weekend.
I hope everyone has a great weekend. Of course, obviously, it's continuing from most people are getting from 4th of July weekend off.
More parties.
So more parties,
more
fun.
More rum.
Drink rum. Drink rum and drive safe.
And don't drive. Just drink.
Just drink. Have a designated driver this weekend.
Yeah, I'll drive.
Stay safe. Don't light illegal fireworks
off. Don't light fireworks at all.
Stay safe out there. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Ta-ta-ta-ta.